The 58-year-old lifelong Sitkin says she took a long time to make up her mind to run again. At her job at Lakeside Grocery, Westover often bumps into people who can't believe 3 years have passed. Westover says things are different on the other side of the assembly table.
I thought I already knew when I ran the first time. I thought, how hard can this be? I've been born and raised here. I know most of the people, or at least their faces, you know. But it took me 3 years to learn. I mean, we have a tremendous infrastructure in this city, and it takes a lot to run it. And it's just been great learning that. And now I'd like to take that knowledge maybe into a second term. And I think we're really headed for tough times. And I think my fiscal conservativeness is warranted at this time. And I probably, because I know we're really headed for our recession after watching the lower 48.
Recession entered the vocabulary of the city finance department following the announcement of second quarter sales tax returns, which were down 15% over last year. The charter lodge and tourism sector and senior spending accounted for much of the decrease. But Westover says a recession means more to her than declining sales tax revenues. She points to bigger changes she's seen over her lifetime in Sitka.
When I was young, we all had a chance to get a good job and maybe work two and three jobs, but get somewhere. Now you have to work two and three jobs just to stay afloat. So I think good blue-collar jobs, and it's not going to be one entity that can solve that problem. We're never going to have a pulp mill again, but maybe if we're a little more forward-thinking, we'll be able to grab on to these mom-and-pop shops and things like that and have them grow and provide a good living for our community.
Preserving blue-collar jobs will be a challenge in the new economic climate. The city finance department anticipates entering next year's budget cycle with a deficit, and that likely means paring down the city workforce, which expanded in the years since the closure of the mill. Westover's preference is to go after frills in the city's ledgers and keep people working.
Because I'd rather say, no, you can't drive a city truck home and you can't drive it around on your break or take it to McDonald's on your break, because I'd rather see you have your job.
Westover came under criticism earlier in the year for her willingness to draw down the pool of city funds used to support nonprofit organizations in order to help make ends meet at Sitka Community Hospital. She's the Assembly's liaison to the hospital board, and she believes the hospital is critical infrastructure for the community and should be subsidized. Westover says Sitka will remain a two-hospital town.
Our hospital, everybody's a beneficiary, and Search takes care of their beneficiaries, but in reality, our hospital takes anybody and everybody, and a lot of those people can't pay. It'll be interesting to see what happens with health care as the federal government moves forward, but right now, our hospital incurs about $1.5 million worth of unpaid medical bills, and I think that's something as citizens that we should be responsible for. I do believe in some sort of, I don't know if it's socialized medicine, but something that our community helps pay for, because that's just what I think people should do.
Mainly, Westover is seeking another term because she's worried that Sitka is heading to a financial precipice. She knows that she has not made many friends serving on the assembly, but Westover believes that she has been fair.
This job isn't a popularity contest. You have to be willing to take a lot of grief from the community, but in the end, you just make up with them, and some will still talk to you and others won't. But it's going to be a tough budget. I thought this last budget was going to be tough, but I don't think it was anything like what's coming down the road.
Incumbent Cheryl Westover and newcomer Mim McConnell are running unchallenged for two open seats on the Sitka Assembly. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.